Homespun program on Auto Harp Music. I'm Fred Beckett, your host for tonight, and we're coming to you from the studios here in WLRH in Huntsville, Alabama. My guest tonight, co-host, is Bob Mead from Park City, Tennessee.
Yes, Fred, I thought it might be interesting to come more up to date with some contemporary sound of auto harp. I suppose very few people today think of the auto harp that they don't think of Brian Bowers, and Brian really has done a favor for those of us who love the auto harp by making some very popular and successful records. The unique sound that Brian gets out of an auto harp is the result of two things. Number one, he tunes his auto harp diatonically.
Which means?
Well, the regular auto harp is tuned chromatically. That is, there are strings tuned to every half step on the scale. Uh-huh. Brian Bowers experimented with taking an auto harp and retuning it to just a diatonic scale. That is, the do-re-mi scale that we sing in one key only. Where he had extra strings as a result of that, he either tuned them up a half step or down a half step, so he doubles up and essentially gets that double string sound that we expect from a 12-string guitar. And then the other factor is that Brian tunes his auto harp in just to a great deal of detail. In fact, if you ever see Brian perform, he uses just tone tuning, which is pure tuning, as opposed to equal temperament tuning. If you ever see him perform, he brings out what looks like a baker's rack of auto harps. And as soon as one auto harp gets the slightest bit out of tune, he sets it down and gets another one. It limits, of course, the number of chords he can play in that he doesn't have all the chromatics available, but he gets this beautiful, ringing, kind of ethereal, pure sound out of the auto harp that's so distinctive. Let's listen to Red-Haired Boy, with Brian playing the auto harp and Sam Bush on mandolin, John Cowan on bass, and Courtney Johnson on banjo, and Curtis Birch on guitar. This is from Brian's album View from Home, which was on Flying Fish, FF037, Red-Haired Boy.
Brian Bowers playing Red-haired boy.
Red-haired boy, yes.
Okay. Now we have a few more tunes that Brian's done, just to let the audience hear, I guess, a little bit more of what he can do.
Yeah, this next number, Fred, is called Simple Gifts. It's a traditional song he plays here with Kenny Bloom on bandura, and let's follow that up with the old Carter Family song, Gold Watch and Chain, and here he plays with Sam Bush on mandolin. These are all on his album View from Home, which is Flying Fish album FF037. He has another album out, by the way, called Home Home on the Road, which is another Flying Fish release, FF091.
Okay. And I guess, too, we're giving out information about records and, I guess, the record numbers, too. Bob has offered that if you're interested in Otto Harp music and you'd like to maybe ask him some questions about what was on the program tonight, you could call him at his home.
Yes, my home is in Tennessee in Lincoln County, and it's area code 615-433-0065, and I would love to talk to anyone that's interested in Otto Harp. It's one of my favorite subjects.
Okay. So here's Brian Bowers with Simple Gifts and then Gold Watch and Chain.
Thank you.
Okay, those are a couple of tunes by Brian Bowers. They were Simple Gifts and Gold Watch and Chain.
Yes, indeed. The next artist I'd like to bring to your attention, Fred, is Bonnie Phipps. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Phipps is one of the past winners of the International Auto Harp Competition out in Winfield, Kansas. She is a professional musician who travels around the school systems in and around Denver, Colorado, doing junior high school assemblies and introducing the auto harp to a lot of younger people. She made a great album called Auto Harpin'. And in this particular piece, she's the name of the song is I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes, amazingly enough, another one by A.P. Carter. Uh-huh. And she's playing with Mark Schroeder, who is on cello and in vocals, Carl Dice on penny whistle and concertina, and Mike Scapp playing guitar and also singing. This is a Kicking Mule album, KM228, Auto Harpin', with Bonnie Phipps. I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes.
Standing on the corner with a guitar in my hand, I am a poor musician in an nursery band. I'm waiting for the coin. All the songs I've sold, and I'm trying to get more out here in the cold. Now when I'm gone, now talk about my sin. When I'm gone, now remember the good old days. I'll be in heaven with my gold guitar. And there's a crowd on every corner and a hat that's full of wind. gone, the guitar ringing. And there's a crowd on every corner and a hat that's a long way. Well, they say that up in heaven street singers do so fine. Folks have to walk around the block just to get in line. And they step up to that singer's hat, drop in a $10 bill. All the seats are heated, just keep away the chill. Now when I'm gone, they'll talk about my sin. When I'm gone, they'll remember good old days. I'll be in heaven, with my golden guitar ringing. And there's a crowd on every corner and a hat that's full
And that was Bonnie Phipps?
Yes, and playing the last number we heard was Street Singers Heaven. That's from Bonnie's album Auto Harpin' on Kicking Mule.
Right.
That leads us to another contemporary auto harp player by the name of Becky Blackley. An interesting thing about Becky is that she publishes a magazine for auto harp pickers called The Auto Harpaholic. It is a quarterly magazine. Let me give the address of where to write if anyone's interested in the Auto Harpaholic. It's the Auto Harpaholic Magazine, Post Office Box 504, Brisbane, B-R-I-S-B-A-N-E, California, 94005.
Okay.
And I quite frankly don't remember what the charges per year, but it's, if anyone's real, it's $3 a copy, so it's probably $12 a year.
Uh-huh.
I see that on the cover here, it's $3.
Okay. And if you didn't get that address, we'll try to give it later in the program before we go off the air.
Becky also wrote the Auto Harp book, which is more than anyone would ever want to know about the Auto Harp. It's about a 400-page book, I believe, on the history of the Auto Harp and famous Auto Harp players and the invention and the patents and what have you. Becky recently released a record called The Flower of Loudoun County, and this next piece is the title song. That's on San Bruno Records, SBR001, and here it is, The Flower of Loudoun County.
The boys in Loudoun County tried.
politics, tobacco, and hunting hounds.
That was Becky Blackley doing The Flower of Loudoun County. I thought I'd tell you, well, this is, you listen to Station WLRH. This is Homespun, and I'm your host tonight, Fred Beckett. And I have a special guest, Bob Mead from Park City, Tennessee, and auto harp enthusiast. Could you tell us a little bit more about Becky Blackley?
Sure, Fred. Becky is about as enthusiastic an auto harp fan as I know. As I mentioned, she publishes the Auto Harpaholic quarterly magazine. She has also written the Auto Harp book. I had dinner with Becky and her husband just a few months ago up in West Virginia, and she denies that her swimming pool is in the shape of an auto harp, although that was a rumor that was
kind of circulating around.
circulating. I give Becky a lot of credit. She has made a tremendous contribution to the preservation of the auto harp. She encourages custom auto harp builders. She publishes the magazine. She's developed a tablature for auto harp, which up until she published the magazine, there was no standardized tablature. She was the leading force behind the International Auto Harp Championship in Winfield, Kansas. Something happened, by the way, this summer while I was up in West Virginia taking the auto harp class that may come to fruition next year. Becky was there the week that my class was in session, and we began talking about the possibility of an auto harp festival, just a single purpose festival to celebrate the auto harp. Mm-hmm. There was a lady in my class who worked at the convention center in Berea, Kentucky, and she said, well, if we're going to do it, why don't I call back to the college and see if there's a weekend available for a festival? And it appears, we established a committee and we're working on trying to develop the first International Auto Harp Festival in Berea, Kentucky. It will probably be the weekend after the Galax Old Fiddlers Convention in 1988.
Uh-huh. So that would be something that people who are enthusiastic about auto harp, to something to come to that.
Indeed.
That could gather at.
And Becky has promised her support and is going to allow us to use the mailing list from the Auto Harpaholic magazine. And I think it's going to come together. Mike Seeger has pledged his support, and he said he would try and get some of the other auto harpists, John McCutcheon and Brian Bowers and a few of the others, behind it. And I think we will have a festival.
Okay. And you can call Bob. He may find out more about this as the year progresses, and he can let you know about this festival if it does come up.
Indeed.
It sounds like it will. And you could give your phone number again. Maybe that would help.
Yes, my home number, and I can be reached in the evenings, is area code 615-433-0065.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about the next tune that Becky's going to do.
This next tune is an example of how Becky has been very creative in doing auto harp arrangements of rather difficult pieces. It's Plaisir d'Amour. Many of you may remember this was recorded by Joan Baez a number of years ago on one of her early recordings. And here Becky does it with David Ray on guitar. David used to play with Ian and Sylvia, and also with Gordon Lightfoot. It's a very nice arrangement with just auto harp and guitar on Plaisir d'Amour.